www.ocair.com. LA Metro. LA has a world-class subway system with 6 lines that will get you to most places in the city. At all the stations, you can connect to Metro bus lines and continue with your journey. Phone number 323-466-3876. The LA Metro website is www.metro.net. Trains. Trains are a good way to get to areas surrounding central LA. Trains are also a good way to get to LA or travel from LA to anywhere in the country. The train system is called Metrolink, and that website is www.metrolinktrains.com. Phone number 800-371-5465. Another train company called Amtrak. Its website is www.amtrak.com/home. Their phone number is 800-872-7245. The Airport Express Bus Service. The LAX Flyaway Bus Service is a very efficient nonstop bus service between Los Angeles International Airport and downtown LA. The Airport Express Bus website is www.lawa.org/flyaway/default.aspx. Phone number 310-834-1002 or 714-507-1170. Chapter 2. History. The Pre-Colonial Era. Several thousands of years ago, the Chumash Native American and Tongva tribes were the first to settle in the coastal area of Los Angeles. A Tongva community in the coastal area was referred to as Yanga, which literally means Poison Oak Place. In 1542, the entire Southern California area was claimed by a Portuguese explorer named Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo for the Spanish Empire. Spanish Era. The Los Pobladores, which was composed of 44 settlers, established the El Pueblo de Nuestra Señora La Reina de Los Angeles del Río de Porciuncula, which is translated as the Town of Our Lady, Queen of the Angels, the Porciuncula River. The name was given in honor of the Virgin Mary, the Queen of Angels. Amongst the original settlers, 2/3 were mulatto, or mestizo, with a combination of European, indigenous, and African ancestry. For several decades, the original settlement stayed in the small ranch town until around 1829, when the town's populace grew to around 650 people. Currently, the original town is honored in the celebrated district of Old Vera Street, the oldest area of LA, and in Los Angeles Pueblo Plaza. Mexican Era. In 1821, New Spain became independent from the Spanish Empire, which allowed the Pueblo to remain part of Mexico. Los Angeles was made regional capital of the Alta California by Governor Pio Pico during the Mexican regime. American Era. The Mexican regime was over when the war between Mexico and the United States ended. After a chain of battles, the Americans were able to take control from the natives of California, which culminated with the ratification of the Treaty of Cahuenga in 1847. With the construction of the Southern Pacific Line to Los Angeles, the railroads started to arrive in the city in 1876. In 1892, oil was found in Los Angeles and its neighboring areas. The state of California was considered as the biggest oil producer in the United States by 1923, as it produced around 25% of the petroleum output in the world. By the start of the 20th century, the city's populace had increased to more than 100,000, which put pressure on the water supply of the city. In order to assure the sustained growth of Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Aqueduct was constructed under the management of William Mulholland. Hollywood was joined with the city in 1910 because there were 10 movie companies operating in Los Angeles by that time. More than 80% of the film industry in the entire world was clustered in Los Angeles by 1921. The revenues made by the film industry allowed Los Angeles to survive through the economic distresses that the entire United States experienced during the Great Depression. The populace in Los Angeles was more than 1 million by 1930. The summer